Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. What does it mean to drastically change in order to improve ourselves, our institutions, and our world? What does it mean to reform? These questions were posed to artists in honor of the 500th anniversary of the start of the Protestant Reformation by the Ida Dalrymple. Dalrymple, say it for me.
Ida Dalrymple.
Thank you, Gallery at Augustana University. The resulting exhibition is called To Reform, Artists Respond to the Reformation. It features nearly 40 works by 22 artists. It's open now through November 18th. We're joined by Lindsay Twa. She's director of the gallery, and artist Regina William Bruns of Sioux Falls. Both of you, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Lindsay, tell us a little bit about the exhibition and how it came about.
Well, about a year ago, I had an opportunity to see the Reformation exhibition that was held at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts. Mm-hmm. That was a wonderful exhibition that was really about the material culture and theology and life of Martin Luther. And when I left that exhibition, I found myself wondering, well, I wonder what contemporary artists would say and how they might visualize and respond to it. And about that time, our Associate Vice President of Academic Affairs, Mitch Kinsinger, who was heading up a 500th anniversary task force for Augustana University, approached me about the possibility of staging a Reformation exhibition. So it all came together. We did a national call for artists. We partnered with LutheranArts.org, who generously gave us a grant to support it. Mm-hmm. And we sent the call out over the summer, and by the late summer, we had a fantastic response of artists from all over the country, including Canada. And so that's how the exhibition came about.
What do you think resonated amongst the artists? What did you notice right away that they tapped into?
I think what they tapped into was really this notion of, and challenge, if you will, that art can reform us, both through history, but also many of the pieces in the gallery are also about personal calls to action, striving in individual lives. So it really kind of brought this 500th anniversary into the present day.
Regina William Bruns, mm-hmm. welcome. And you Thank have you. A piece or two? Or
Yes, one painting.
One painting mm-hmm. is in this exhibition. Tell me a little bit about the process mm-hmm. of sort of contemplation when you first saw the call to artists.
Yeah, I loved getting that call because Reformation is just an ingrained part of my life. And I think it's so true for artists in general. The process of creating art takes so much self-reflection. And so you're in this cyclical pattern of looking inward and translating it outward, and then looking inward and translating it outward. So this painting has these two figures who are one person, and it's one face is this really like tortured, stressed, anxious, kind of looking inwards when we look into ourselves and see the brokenness. And then the other face, the other side of him is peaceful, content, and determined, and with these kind of cyclical patterns around it, and representing this process that artists go through, that people go through when we engage the process of Reformation individually, of going, we kind of go back and forth between the reflection, the Reformation, reflection, Reformation.
Hmm. I spent some time on your website this morning looking at your art. So beautiful.
Thank you.
And it's so, what a thrill to discover a new artist, by the way, someone that you haven't seen before. And you talk on your website about the role of suffering mm-hmm. in your personal life and how you use that to create art. And mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you would talk about that yeah. a little bit with us today.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually went to Augie for my undergrad, so I knew Lindsay well there. And I think it was probably one of the first times when I was at Augie in this sacred space of the studio that I got to begin processing my own suffering, my own history, in a way that words were not able to give me enough of. And I love the Christian faith and theology, and so much of it has given me strength in understanding suffering, but not enough. And so engaging with art allows you to process suffering, process brokenness within ourselves, within the world, in a way that goes beyond what words could do, representing, feelings, and representing struggle, and representing that battle with elements that go beyond just simple words.
The sacred space of the studio. Mm-hmm. Elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I really appreciated my time at Augie. And the way that our professors encouraged us so much in understanding why we do what we do. So we'd create a piece and then we'd critique in, okay, so what, why did you put that there? What, you know, is this creating balance? Is that creating harmony? Are you intentionally creating disharmony? So much space for reflection. So as I was in this process of creating in the studio, it opens up an opportunity to dive into self-reflection, knowing that you'll have these professors who walk alongside you to help you understand. I think, you know, particularly of Steve Thomas and Scott Parsons, who Steve is like the philosophical, you know, backbone of, he was the philosophical backbone of Augie. He's retired now. But man, we'd sit down and talk about my artwork, and it was so rarely about the thing itself, and so right. much about, you know, why? What are you going for? You know, what are you processing? What do you want to say and see in yourself? And same with Scott, who we'd always have these conversations about the meaning behind and the impact of the art upon the viewer and the impact upon the art upon the maker.
Let's talk about the viewer now, Lindsay, because this is the experience that an artist has in the creation process. The exhibition is curated as a whole, which is a whole nother sort of sacred space, sacred process, if we can use that word, I guess. And then what kind of experience does the gallery goer, you know, the person who's walking through, what kind of experience do you hope that they have with this?
Sure. I mean, one of the things I might say about this exhibition is that it is a conversation of artisan dialogue with each other. And so the viewer who comes to the gallery is going to see some beautifully rendered, very traditional pieces. We have a wonderful Lutheran seal and rose done in Norwegian rose mauling, for example. Mm. And yet then we also have an expressive painting like what Regina has brought to us that is colors and abstraction and figure in it. And then we have an installation by an artist like Lucia Wang, who has staged a murder site in the middle of the gallery. Mm-hmm. And each of these is a deep reflection on the artist's challenge to us to think about what it means to actually try to change ourselves or change our world. Lucia Wang's display is about consumerism and how it's our over-hyperdrive consumeristic culture. Right. And so she has staged symbols of Louis Vuitton with the outline of a figure who has, you know, essentially killed themselves for high fashion, I guess is what she was going for in her piece.
And we were just touching in our last segment with a little bit of this concept that humans sort of crave this connection with music and this connection with the arts, and that materialism is threatening to really erase our history and our culture and who we are, our humanity in some ways. Lindsay, we have about 30 seconds left, so let's review where the gallery is and how people can sort of take in this exhibition.
Sure. So we're at the Ida Dalrymple Gallery, which is a part of the Center for Visual Arts at Augustana University. So you can find us on the corner of 30th and Grange Avenue. And we are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 1 to 4 p.m. And we, as always, are open and free to the public. So we hope people will come to the exhibition, use it as a chance for contemplation and reflection and perhaps reform and a call to change this month.
What's your hope for that? Reform, what's the potential of something like this rippling outward?
I think the hope is just that folks can embrace the power of the arts, be it, you know, music, theater, or visual, to make ourselves slow down, perhaps question our patterns and our habits, in addition to reflecting on this 500th anniversary.
Mm. Lindsay Twa, Regina William Bruns, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.